Hubby, Drafted Ennis, The Real Chapter 7, Session 9. Ah, oh, how deliciously cruel. Who art thou, O lovable stranger? Ah, how dost thou bring me to such cruel, delicious pain? Such a Shangri-La outside of heaven, reddened thighs surreptitiously rubbed together, as the furnace within her yoni, her vagina, threatened to derail her sanity itself. And so he told her, first of all, say, thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Who's your Master? You are my low one commander, Master. And who's my slut? Who's my slave girl? I am your princess slut. And when he let her off, she stood up, rubbing her reddened buttocks furiously, and suddenly she flung her arms round his neck and kissed him passionately, and kissed and kissed and kissed him. And she asked him, actually, who are you? Well, I am your coachman's son, officially, but I am the illegitimate bastard son of the Bishop Lefroy of your realm. Oh, really? He's got a bastard son? Well, I am here. Oh, and I have learnt what is called yoga. When my father travelled to Tibet years ago, my real father, that is, he took me along. And from the Tibetan Dalai Lama, I have learnt a lot of sexual discipline, sexual chastity and sexual tantras, the machinery which helps keep the white semen inside the male and expels the carcinogenic, toxic, harmful prostatic fluid of precum and all that. But oh really, she was stunned. He said that if you want, I can lick your pussy to unimaginable feelings of delicious orgasm. Ah, do that, my master. Please, please lick my pussy. And she lay down with her legs akimbo and surrendered a slash, her needy gash, to this giant stranger, giant blonde youth who had captured her heart, soul and asshole. And he tenderly started licking and licking and licking her clitoris and her yoni and her vagina in delicious places she never even knew existed, where her curious fingers had never ventured into, and she came and she came and she came. She gushed like the Niagara Falls. She had an orgasm, and then she had a second orgasm, and then she had multiple orgasms, one after another. Master, Master, don't stop. Master, do it, dear slut. I am your needy slut, your slave girl. I am your princess slave girl. Then suddenly he made her stand up Master, what happened? He put a hand on his balls and he said, gently squeeze my balls. And he put his hands proprietarily and masterfully on her two buttocks. And then simultaneously started squeezing. And he shouted out in great glorious triumph, Jai Devi Nityamba, victory, goddess buttocks, victory, goddess buttocks, Jai Devi Nityambi, victory, goddess buttocks, Jai Devi Nityambi. And he forced her to chant, Jai Prabhu Tejas, victory, Lord Simen, Jai Prabhu Tejas, victory, as she tenderly, in a girlfriendly fashion, in a slave girlish fashion, she kept on squeezing his nuts.